Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC, and don't forget you can sign up for our free daily podcast. Just go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll send you part of the show every day for free. Have you heard yet about the federal raids that are dividing Long Island? They were supposedly to pick up gang members, but reportedly they got few of those and a lot of illegal immigrant workers not suspected of gang activity. 186 arrests in all. The number of gang members is disputed. And as you may have heard in the news, agents from the Homeland Security Department, some wearing cowboy hats, wound up pulling some pretty heavy weapons on Nassau County police officers in some cases. The Nassau County executive is furious, but the Suffolk police chief, Congressman Peter King, and the Nassau County Legislature Republican leader are among those supporting the raids. So let's talk to the minority leader. He is Peter Schmidt, Republican from Massapequa. He is, again, the minority leader of the Nassau County Legislature. And Mr. Schmidt, thanks so much for coming on WNYC today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let me read, for your benefit and for those of our listeners who are not familiar with this story, how some of this was written up in the New York Times yesterday. It says, raids were a shambles, Nassau complains to U.S. Immigrant Roundup brings call for inquiry. And it begins scores of federal immigration agents from around the country, some wearing cowboy hats and brandishing shotguns and automatic weapons, endangered residents and local police officers last week as they raided homes in Nassau County in a poorly planned anti-gang operation, county officials charged yesterday. Lawrence Mulvey, the Nassau County Police Commissioner, said that many United States citizens and legal residents had been rousted from bed and required to produce papers during an operation so ill-conceived that all but six out of 96 administrative warrants issued by the Immigration Enforcement Agency in the search for gang members had wrong or outdated addresses. So do you want to dispute any of those facts? And is this any way to run law enforcement?
Well, a couple of things on that I would dispute. I'm not going to get into the he said, she said on what happened here. I noted that the Suffolk County police commissioner, who also participated in the raid, told a completely different story. I think that whatever the internal mechanisms are, whatever the source of dispute is operationally between the federal government and the local police department, is something that should have been worked out amongst themselves. It is not something where the police commissioner and the county executive should have held a press conference and tipped the whole Western world to the fact that they were here investigating and conducting raids. That was an error in judgment, in my opinion.
Well, if law enforcement, which is supposed to be conducted in the name of the people in our democracy, is done in a way that violates people's rights, isn't it the right thing to blow the whistle on it publicly?
No one's claimed that it violated people's rights. What they're saying is that they came in here allegedly looking for 96 gang members, only found a handful of the gang members, but found a whole bunch of illegal aliens. What's wrong with that? What about the word illegal don't people understand? They don't belong here. If they're here illegally and they're not paying taxes and they're not paying insurance, they are a drain on local government services. They're using our medical facilities. They're putting their kids into our schools. We have to pay for all of that. If they get here, if they're legal, if they come here legally, they're welcome. If a cop stops you on the street because you're speeding and he happens to see a shotgun in the back seat and takes you in for armed robbery, you're not violating any rights.
But what about the people who weren't speeding? What about the U.S. citizens who had no illegal immigrants in their homes, who had agents burst into their homes? What about the Nassau County police who said that they had guns pulled on them? That's not a good job, is it?
I don't think that remains to be seen. I don't think, again, that that's something that is the topic of a press conference. I think that that is something that is worked out at a higher level between the commissioners, between the county executive.
Okay, but here we are. Now it's out.
Well, now it's out. And I think, and as a result of it being out, a lot of these people, some of these illegal gang members who are supplying leadership to local gangs and organizing them into various criminal activities, have been tipped off and are now on the move. and that makes law enforcement's job at all level more difficult.
But let me again, specifically, again, to read from the New York Times.
Well, the Times doesn't exactly get it right every time.
Well,
either,
you tell me if you dispute the facts. I think you just backed up one of the facts here. But again, you have every right to dispute the facts in this reporting. But it says that Mulvey said, that's the Nassau Police Commissioner, many United States citizens and legal residents had been rousted from bed and required to produce papers during an operation so ill-conceived that all but 6 out of 96 administrative warrants issued had wrong or outdated addresses. Don't you want to demand from your federal government that they do a better job and start bursting into your constituents' homes with only 6 out of 96 warrants with correct addresses?
No, that's not entirely accurate. It is an established and it is a documented fact in law enforcement at all levels that one of the things they do when they're seeking felons and they're seeking gang members and things of that nature is they go to the point of last known address and search them out. Now, you know, they talk about these guys coming in wearing cowboy hats. Well, you know, they're undercover. If you bring somebody in from Arizona and they're dressed in their street clothes, they're going to be wearing boots and a cowboy
hat. Wait, is that any way to go undercover on Long Island to wear cowboy hats?
Again, that's a judgment call that is not the topic of a press conference. It is something to be worked out administratively between the various bureaus. You don't take this public.
But now it's out. And so you're saying
that's the story.
No problem.
But that's the story. Now it's out. Now the illegal people, the bad people, the criminals have been warned, and they're on the move. And you have the police commissioner and the county executive in the dispute with the people all around them. The feds say there's no problems. New York City has no problems. Suffolk County has no problems. It's only here in Nassau that there was this problem. I don't think that's right, and I think that's something that needs to be addressed professionally.
We have a few minutes for phone calls on this. People from Nassau and Suffolk will get first priority here, though anyone may call. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And my guest again is Peter Schmidt, the minority leader of the Nassau County Legislature. He's a Republican from Massapequa. Obviously, you want to be tough on gangs. You want to be tough on illegal immigrants. But do standards matter to you in law enforcement?
Yes, they do. Very much so. And if what was done in this raid is not up to standards, there's procedures to pursue that and to rectify that. The idea here is to rectify and improve, not to destroy the operation. You know, there was a third raid that was scheduled to be conducted last week that had to be canceled because of this ill-conceived press conference.
Why do you think they did it, Swazi and the police commissioner?
The police commissioner works for Swazi, and I think Swazi did it because Swazi was reacting to complaints from the affected communities. I mean, after all, that's what he does.
Well, let me read you a complaint from somebody in one of the affected communities and see how sympathetic you are toward this. It's again from the New York Times, this time today's. Peggy De La Rosa Delgado, a United States citizen, Long Island homeowner, and mother of three, was fast asleep when someone banged at the door before 6 a.m. last Thursday. Her son Christopher, 17, a high school senior, opened the door, and more than a dozen federal immigration agents and one Suffolk County police officer pushed past him, he later said. Only after the agents had herded her other children into the living room, frightened her aunt and uncle, and drawn a gun on a family friend staying in the basement, Ms. De La Rosa Delgado said, did she awake to discover that her house in Huntington Station had been the mistaken target of a raid by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It was not the first time. In the summer of 2006, she said, agents waving the same photo of a deportable immigrant named Miguel had stormed into her house before dawn. No Miguel has ever lived there, she said, at least not since she bought the place in 2003. What do you say to Peggy De La Rosa Delgado?
I think that she is owed an apology. I think that there was a mistake made in that instance, and I think that the Suffolk County police commissioner, probably very correctly, is working it out privately with the federal agents. You didn't see him having a press conference. That's the issue here. It's not a matter of whether I'm not defending the raid or the tactics or getting into the he said, she said, because I wasn't there and I haven't read the official reports yet.
But what do you say to Peggy De La Rosa Delgado?
A press conference is not an effective way to deal
right
with a potential threat to terrorism.
Well, I got that point. But here we are, and here's a case, one example, of a woman whose house was mistakenly raided last year for the same reason. These federal agents came back again looking for the same guy who didn't live there then.
They got to do better. But because a mistake happened like that does not mean that you don't conduct any raids. It's not completely black and white. You have to improve your tactics. You have to improve your intelligence. You have to learn to do it better and to do it the right way. But the primary mission remains the same, which is to protect that woman and her family and the rest of us as well.
David in Harlem. You're on WNYC. David, you grew up in North Babylon, I understand?
Yeah, I grew up in North Babylon. How you doing, Brian?
Good. What are you thinking?
I grew up in North Babylon as a Republican, a black Republican family, and I pretty much can't stand Republicans out there. But this gentleman is 100,000% correct. They need to get rid of all of those folks out there. They've destroyed industries out there, here in the city now, as far as health insurance and everything, right? He's correct. And when are we going to get over this? You need to get these folks and get them out of the country. The construction industry here has been decimated. Jobs that people don't want to do? Sure, when you can hire somebody at $5 an hour, and believe me, I work for H3D, and I know because I used to work with coalitions. When you can hire somebody at $5 an hour, they destroy $20 an hour jobs. And there are none here. And every construction site you see going up here now is an illegal alien.
David, I'm going to ask you the same question that I was asking the representative. If you want to be tough on illegal immigrants, does that mean that your standards for law enforcement go out the window? You've seen law enforcement in Harlem.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely correct about that. But then that's where we get talked back to the part that I can't stand the Republicans because they're incompetent.
All right, David. I don't know. We'll leave. Should we leave the incompetence question unaddressed, Mr. Schmidt?
I'll leave it unaddressed, except to point out that both Nassau and Suffolk is run by Democrats.
Frank in Hempstead, you're on WNYC. Hi, Frank.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
Well, I'm calling because I really take issue with Mr. Schmidt's representation of "quote unquote" illegal people as bad people, and that they don't pay taxes. I think we have to recognize that these are workers that do pay significant state, local, and federal taxes, and that they really do contribute to our community and our economy. And I understand that that more competition will lead to lower wages in some industries, but really some industries would collapse. A lot of service industries in our area and in Nassau County specifically would collapse if they weren't run by these people that are coming here. And that, again, the main thing is that they are not bad people, and I think that that's a severely racist and xenophobic comment on Mr. Schmidt's part, and it's not a part of appropriate debate.
I did not say that all illegal immigrants were bad people. I did say that they are here illegally and they do not belong here. They either get documented status or they should be removed. They are a drain on the social services, and I don't believe for one minute that they pay taxes when they take jobs like that previous caller was talking about, and they work off the books and they get paid in cash. We had an incident in Nassau County just a couple of weeks ago where an undocumented worker fell off of a construction site and broke several bones in his body. You know what they did? They put him in a car, they took him to the county medical center, and they left him on the front steps. And off they took him, running like thieves, because the companies want to make a lot of money, more money, and want to make an indecent profit. There's no reason to allow them to profit on human misery. They don't belong here under those set of circumstances, and the taxpayers had to pay for that gentleman's care. That's not right.
But on the economic question, my understanding of what's happening to Long Island is that young people are moving out, by and large, from the families that have lived there in the past, and that if there's going to be any growth of new workers and new taxpayers, it's going to come largely from immigrants. Do you think that's not right?
No, I think that's fine, but they have to be here legally. We want to encourage people to come here legally. We want to encourage a skilled workforce to be here so that our businesses, Symbol Technologies, Paul Corporation, Cablevision, Computer Associates can thrive and prosper. Grumman Engineering.
Who's going to mow all the...
Throw open the borders and let people just move here illegally and start partaking of the various government services.
Who's going to mow all those lawns?
Pardon me?
Who's going to mow all those lawns?
Let me tell you something. There's a class of people here, and I don't know if, you got white immigrants, whatever they may be, that haven't got the skills necessary to do something, and they got to mow lawns or work in the back of kitchens and things like that. Somebody in that circumstance who is here legally If you get rid of all of the people who were here illegally, that person can demand a higher wage for his services and provide a better life for himself and his family.
One more.
And if some restaurant owner has to raise the price of a steak dinner $1.50, so be it.
Jose in Massapequa. Hi there, Jose.
Am I on?
Yes. Were you personally affected by these raids?
My neighbor was. He's a legal citizen, and he opened the door, and federal agents came in, and they bukkakeed his face.
Well, whatever. But
there were no raids in Massapequa.
There were no raids in Massapequa. 30 seconds. If you considered these residents your constituents rather than the other, and again, apparently, by your words, Swazi considers them his constituents because you think he went public because he got complaints from the community. Would you defend your constituents being treated like this by police in the United States of America?
I would defend my constituents, but I would not condemn the police for doing their jobs and trying to provide defense for citizens and people who were here legally. If there was problems in the procedures, I would work internally and demand and be a part of solving those problems. But you don't go to the press and reveal confidential operations because of some kind of internal problems that may or may not have existed.
Peter Schmidt, Republican from Massapequa. He's the minority leader of the Nassau County Legislature. I really appreciate your coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, we begin a series of 4 weekly visits by movie critics Dana Stevens and Owen Gleiberman. Together this month, with a lot of movies coming out this fall, they'll talk about the New York Film Festival, including Darjeeling Limited, in a minute.